This podcast does contain spoilers, so if you're okay with that, listen on. If not, pause the podcast, go watch the movie we're about to talk about, and come on back.
All right, sweet.
Excuse me.
Brian, over here. Hey.
Pardon me.
Why don't you have the popcorn? It's starting!
Woo!
Hey! Shut up and listen to the podcast. Hey!
There's a lot out there to see. This is what we watched.
That was a horrible clap. Can I get an actual clap? Yeah, that works. That's fine, Brandon.
One, it's probably because I did it over here.
Jeff, shut up.
You just talked.
You were talking to tell you to shut up.
You talked last.
Brandon, do it again. Shut up, Jeff.
All right. Spike, take two. One, two, three.
Yeah, fool.
All right.
We're back, bitches.
We're fucking back.
Brandon.
We back.
Brandon, do your thing. I don't know. I don't even remember what it was.
This just feels right.
Ugh. We still haven't written it down.
Brandon's little thing? Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
Welcome, everybody. Welcome to the podcast.
It's a podcast for...
This is a podcast for movie lovers.
It's
a podcast for TV lovers. And it's a podcast for those who like repetition, bitches.
Except for all the previous weeks. All the previous weeks of no repetition because there was nothing.
Correct. Hey, after enough weeks of no repetition, that becomes repetitious. So that also falls into repetition.
So then this is...
At what point is it
repeating?
This is the
breakup of that repetition then.
Yeah, correct. So we're ruining it again.
So we're still ruining it, but just in a different way.
We like to ruin repetition after
making
it.
Welcome, everybody. Welcome.
Welcome to what we watched.
All right. We are back, kind of-ish.
We're back for now. That's all that matters.
That's all we know. That's all that matters. You are correct, Brandon. I don't know what the future holds, you know? And that's what we got. So we got Jeff,
nice.
Brandon, and I am Matt. We decided to pick things up. We got really busy, so we missed a bunch of time. But we are trying to come back, probably not in the full capacity, but some form of what we were doing before.
Yes.
And people just have to deal with that. But we decided, because it's such a big thing, we came back for a fantastic franchise. And the fantastic franchise we're doing right now is Lord of the Rings.
The Lord of the Rings.
Lord of the Rings. So we're gonna do three recordings for each movie. Might be long, might be short. We'll see, because these movies are fucking long as balls. Especially, we all watched the extended edition, right, Brandon?
Yes, of course. That's the way I requested it.
As we all discussed, Jeff.
Sure.
You fucking liar. You liar.
Jeff, we need to teach you how to lie. No, it was really irritating because these guys were like, I said, hey, what should we watch? Should we do the extended or the theatrical? And the guys are like, oh, I don't care. I said, well, I'd like to do theatrical because I have never seen The Lord of the Rings. I've stayed away from it for the last 20 years. So I thought for the first time watching it, yeah, let's just, you know, do the easy version, the quicker ones, you know, hopefully everything will make a little bit more sense. And so then I went over to one of my friend's houses to check out, he's a huge Lord of the Rings fan, and he's like, no, it's the extended edition or nothing. So,
yep. And you guys were saying it was like 20 minutes longer
No, I think it's like 50 minutes longer.
Oh, because, well, how long was the theatrical? I want to say that was like two
hours and like 58 minutes.
Yeah, and I think the extended ends at like 3:30, I think.
Yeah,
because I was watching it because it was like, it was about 4 hours, but there's 27 minutes of credits. It's 27 minutes of credits.
Oh, damn.
So it ended up being only
this tree gets a credit and this plant gets a credit.
Oh my God, dude. Every single person that worked on a prop, every person that touched a computer, like.
I think they just listed the entire population of New Zealand.
I mean, damn near, they might have. But yeah, so there was, I think it was about 40-ish minutes extra. I do not know the difference. I don't know what.
And Jeff's like, you can just tell me what happened, and I'm like, that sure won't be my job because I don't even know what's happening.
What? Which friend?
At least you know character names.
Did, oh, does
sure.
he? I don't even know character name.
He's in just from social media or just living life. You've had to have heard of Gandalf. You had to have heard of Frodo.
Yeah, those are the easy ones.
The ring,
Jeff.
The ring, like the ring, does not count. There's no fucking way.
The ring is totally counts. A character. Yes, it's searching the ring is for somebody.
Saruman was Saruman and Saron.
Saron.
That yeah, irritated
those
are
too close that tripped to me up like, for that tripped me up for years.
My favorite thing is they have all of these freaking elves are named. They made this in giant creative mm-hmm. names and plots and all this stuff. And then what's the mountain that the ring was created and the bad guys at?
Mount Doom.
Like, come on.
And then Misty Mountain. Don't forget Misty Mountain.
And then
I didn't hear what Jeff said, but 10-4.
Misty Mountain?
Oh no, is he?
Do you still do?
No, is he muted again?
Do you not hear me?
Now Brandon froze. We are back, bitches. We're killing it. Can't hear Jeff. Brandon froze. What? I still can't hear Jeff. Brandon did.
Yeah, Jeff, you're out. You're definitely out.
What happened? I'm still recording.
I'm going to talk to Brandon. So,
okay, so the other two characters that I couldn't discern was Viggo Mortensen's character Aragorn. Mm-hmm. And the other dude, not Orlando Bloom's character, but well,
I hope
other...
you could tell Legolas and
yeah,
Aragorn.
Not Legolas.
You're talking Legolas Boromir. Boromir?
Boromir sounds right.
Sean Bean. Oh, wait,
yes.
What?
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Sean
that
Bean.
Guy.
That's Boromir.
Can you hear me now?
Yes. I can
hey, there
me
you
now,
are.
Jeff.
You're
now
yes.
Jeff's here.
I wonder if my
yeah,
cable
Boromir
got fucked up. Interesting.
And Aragorn. They're both humans, and honestly...
Aragorn, actually.
Nope, you're out again, Jeff.
Can you hear me now?
Brandon, can I hear you?
I can hear everybody.
No, I can't hear Brandon.
What about now?
Oh, no.
Me?
What the fuck?
Am I the issue?
Maybe it's you.
Am I the problem?
I can hear everyone. I can hear myself.
Wait, you can hear me right now, Brandon?
Yes, I can.
What?
Yeah,
and so
Jeff,
I wasn't cutting out?
Oh, yeah, we are
what?
So fucking what? Back.
I hear
what about
everybody?
Me?
I hear everybody. We're back, bitches.
Okay. I was saying it's Aragorn, not Aragon. Aragon's a dragon.
Yes,
Aragon. A different thing.
Yes, you're right. Yes, yes. See,
you know what's funny is the entire time I just sat there going, Aragon could have been done so much better. And I hope
Aragorn.
That... I remember that Aragon is being remade into a series, but I don't know if that's actually
yes.
happening.
Well, they've been talking about it. You know, that stuff takes a long time. Harry Potter is going to take 15 years, you know,
yeah.
blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Everything is getting remade, just so you know.
Hey, that's what we... Hey, look at the box
that's
office.
That's where we are at.
Look at the box office. That is why yeah. there is no original IP, period. It's a yep. list of sequels and remakes, sequels and remakes. Brandon's favorite movie,
Reboots.
Wicked, is just a straight... remake of a play.
Which it's an adaptation, first and foremost.
Did they change that much?
If I say no,
were they defying gravity?
Yeah. Anyway, so yeah, those two. Those two are hard. Well, so it was actually the reason I like that you couldn't tell them apart. Sean Bean's character. I'm really bad with names, so we're going to have all just different lists of how I refer to people. So Sean Bean is just going to be Sean Bean.
Sure.
But Sean Bean and the dragon from Aragon, they're like the two humans in the
yeah.
group. So like
okay.
it's kind mm-hmm. of the same race. And technically, they're just the different sides of, I forgot what city, but like the human
Gondor.
King, basically. What, Jeff?
Gondor.
Okay. Not Gondor. He mouthed Gondor. And then,
you can't hear me again?
I still can't hear you. And
Brandon,
so,
can you
like,
hear me?
Aragorn. That one. Aragorn is
yes.
the true heir to the throne, but he has
okay.
abandoned it. He is the...
Oh, okay.
He's abandoned it, and he's lived in isolation and stayed away from there. And then Boromir is the current heir to the, I forget what they call it, the warden or whatever, the current king, basically running Gondor and stuff like that. So it's like they are the parallel of they're both technically heirs, but one
Stuart.
Is... Stuart. Oh, Stuart, thank you.
Stuart?
Thank you,
Stuart.
Jeff. That's
yeah,
all
I just
heard.
Remembered.
All right, Jeff,
yeah.
Jeff will get a couple words in before he cuts out again.
That's so weird. I think my cable's fucked, but whatever.
Yeah, hey, at least...
Gondor, steward of Gondor versus king of, or heir to the throne of Gondor. Yeah, that whole thing.
At least the audience will hear everything you say, Jeff, because, you know, you're recording.
You still don't hear me?
No. I do. All
oh,
the other stuff.
Okay.
I'll just do a signal.
Yeah.
I'll do this.
Oh, so where I'm just like, fuck this. God, why are we doing this fucking again?
Fuck these people. I fucking blame Brandon. God, it's that monster
yeah.
from Alien Romulus.
When his mic isn't buzzing, mine goes out.
My headphone goes. My headphones go out. Okay, so let's we'll dive in. I should probably start a timer because this is going to be horrible.
yeah.
To set real quick is I've seen. I've never read the books. I've watched the movies a handful of times over my lifetime. I did watch the extended edition, honestly, not that long ago, maybe 4 or 5 months ago. It was the hardest thing because I had to carve out 4 to 5 hours of my life at a time. It's really difficult. I don't know how familiar are you, Jeff, with Lord of the Rings franchise?
I am pretty familiar with it because I used to watch these a lot.
Okay, you were more than
back
me.
In the day. So I remember the names of a lot of stuff. They even mention the sharp mountains that they're gonna have to scale over in the next movies, mm-hmm. and the swamps that show up in the third movie. They tell you their roadmap in this one way before the other movies.
Yes. And then so you have you're probably the most experienced, I would say. And then Brandon, this is the first time you have ever watched these. Obviously, ever. You haven't read the books.
I have not read the books. And there was a couple of scenes that I remember. So my parents have had this on at least once before. And I don't know.
I was like, fuck this.
I don't know how I know these.
The elves in this?
Couple what? Of scenes. No, I actively stayed away from it because, this will shock everybody listening. And obviously you guys. I was bullied, pretty hard. So I was I'm not going to add to it. I'm not going to give him easier fodder. I'm going to stay away from the Lord of the Rings. And I really wish that I had actually.
See, I feel those would have been your people, onto I feel this. Like. Yeah, I those would have been your people.
Oh, 100%. 100%. So I'm very disappointed in myself for distancing myself from something this incredible, because it is. It's got so much lore. There's so much history behind it. There's so mm-hmm. much you can dive into and so much to talk about just, from any standpoint. And then you get into the movies and the details and how they're made and all the behind the scenes stuff is really incredible. Mm-hmm. I'm really disappointed in myself. So I'm glad that we're doing this. I'm glad that this is happening. And the reason why we're doing this, let's be honest, is because three of us are heading to New Zealand in a few weeks. So,
as of recording, I don't know when this is coming out, blah, blah, blah. But yes, we're all going to New Zealand and
to Hobbiton.
We're going to Hobbiton, which
yes. Yep.
I think that we've just already seen all the Hobbits in the very end. But
I was until they come back, we probably saw the entire thing.
Spoilers. You don't know if they come back or not, Brandon. They might die. Oh,
yeah. Sorry. I guess not everybody's got to know.
One character already died this. Yes, allegedly. We are going to New Zealand. We are going to... Gandalf the Grey is dead. We will be going to New Zealand. Whoa. I think I'm going to probably try and sneak... a couple microphones and recorders, so we'll probably do a pod from there as well, just to shoot the shit, like the camping one. I don't know if anybody listened to that. That was a while ago. We went to Moab. We recorded 127 hours, I think, right?
Yes.
Around our campfire. Great episode. Some random ass episode number. So I do want to start everything, Brandon, because this is the first time you're seeing everything.
Yep.
What was... positive or negative, what was the first thing that jumped out to you that you thought about this movie?
Holy shit, this is a lot. That was the first thing I thought was, oh my God, this is a lot to keep track of. It's a lot of people, it's a lot in terms of names, of world, it's a lot of history. Yeah, it's a lot world, it's a lot out, looking just again outside of it. It's trying to piecemeal again what I know from pop culture throughout the last mm-hmm. 20 years. It's
I would have gone to
similar
the end with you.
Was it similar feelings to when Dune came out? Because I know I had those feelings watching Dune for the first time, and I was like, I cannot remember all their names, I can't remember who's with what faction.
Yes. Yes, but I would say this is amplified by about 100 times.
Ooh, interesting.
Yeah. Dune, least I didn't see the 80s version. With Dune, I feel like I was able to be okay, cool. Timothée Chalamet's character and Josh Brolin good. And, what's his face? Momoa, Jason Momoa, right? I was like, okay, so at least I know the actors. For this one, I was like, I know a couple of actors. They look super young. The dude from Lost is in this.
Homie,
that was my big revelation.
famous actors.
Sir Ian McKellen.
Ian McKellen. And... freaking the original alien synthetic.
No, alien nobody. Synthetic?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, oh, I forget his what is his
I think
name?
It's Michael Ian. I wrote it down. I forgot.
Okay.
Bilbo, Jeff, Brandon, whatever your name is, is in the original Alien. You know, each alien has like a synthetic.
Okay.
He's the original. Yeah. And he was also technically kind of in.
He was in Romulus. Yeah.
Dude, I rewatched it.
He was half in Romulus. Gotcha. He was
I rewatched it, Jeff, and I'm still upset that they did that still. Like, they could not have just
I know.
Made
it looks so.
Prop.
I know.
God. It's the
I
only
know.
Bad thing in it.
That's the one part for me as well that I see it and I'm just like, oh, that Seriously. Really off put me.
But, anyways, we have Magneto. We have the Matrix guy. We've got Bob. Gollum.
We've got Bob.
The guy from Pirates of the Caribbean. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The Walking Dead.
Yeah.
Indiana Jones. Uh-huh. Count Dooku. Green Street Hooligans. Mm-hmm. Borderlands star. And Caesar.
And Lost.
And Caesar.
Which one's Lost?
That would be...
Mary.
What's that?
The Hobbit. Mary.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's in Lost. Never, he's the band
Dominic
dude.
Monaghan.
Yeah, you're right. Yep. I've only watched a little bit of Lost.
And 100%, like, when he showed up, in the back of my mind, I was like, who the fuck is that? I know that face. I can't ask him to pause this because this is 9 hours long, so I can't make it longer. But then I don't remember which part that was, when they were walking, which definitely narrows it down.
That's when I remember stuff.
Most of it. they're in boats for a while.
Yeah, it's true, but that long. I don't know. I threw my hands up in victory, and I was like, that's a dude from Lost. And then that's my story.
And that was it?
That was the story. That was magical.
Epiphany!
Who's the buddy? Do we know?
No.
Pippin?
Oh, okay. No, Pippin. I can never tell. I can't tell Pippin and Mary. Like, I wanted to make notes about them, and I was like, fucking one of them. I don't remember which one is which.
Mary's the more serious one, and then Pippin's the like, where are we going?
Which one's the taller one? Pippin? No, Mary's the taller one. Mary's the taller one.
I would imagine so.
You know, with the other thing that hit me with this movie is there was so much amount of buy-in to every, like, 10% of the way that this movie went. It's just like, you know, if you miss something, you just, the group is here now. And this is the obstacle they're currently facing.
It was
don't
very
worry about what
moving.
Happened or how they got here.
They would slow down a couple times, but it was a lot. It was very fast moving. The very few things that I kind of have issues with is just that, like, I think this movie of the three, I think, is the worst of the three. Just in the sense that it is a colossal info dump. Like, setting up the world, setting up, you know, what the ring is, who these people are.
Yeah, the first 10 minutes were just backstory.
Yeah, and even past that, it's just like they're just trying to get, like, it felt like this movie was just trying to get to the point where Frodo and Sam go in one direction, and then the other three that, like, we kind of, like, know the group of the three go in a different direction. And that's, like, was, like, the big, we need to get to that point, and then that's where the good shit kind of happened. I mean, like, there was good shit in here. By no means am I saying, like, this is bad or anything. But, like, I do think it is a massive amount of, and I was wondering about for Brandon, because one of the issues Brandon had was, like, what, in Harry Potter, they didn't explain who the two friends of Dudley was, because the book has information on Dudley, Dudley's friends. So, like, this is that times 1,000, I feel like. Like, there are... True. Classes in colleges taught on the universe that Tolkien created, and like the layers and the backstory, because realistically this has Lord of the Rings series as a whole. God, I had it up for one point, but it's got three books of the Lord of the Rings Fellowship to Towers and Return. It's got The Hobbit, which is a standalone, and then it's got like three, I want to say, stories that aren't technically full books, but there's still like stories that exist before this even started. And then I think there was a fourth one also, but like, cause when, Viggo Mortensen was, doing a prayer, and he's like, who's that prayer about? And he tells about an elf that fell in love with a human and their names. Like, that is a story that they were calling out that like it's written somewhere. So you could you could read endlessly about the the different races and the conflicts they've had and all this stuff.
The history. There's like literally not just lore. There's like years and years and years of history.
So it's like it is a massive, massive info dump, but it's not nearly as much as actually is there, despite how much they give you. So I was wondering Brandon's vibes on
Well, yeah, go ahead.
Oh, I mean, just to answer that, it was definitely, again, something I had to let go of and let go of really quickly to be able to follow what was happening, just because there was so quick, there was so much. I definitely was like, well, I know I'm missing something. And then who I was watching Josh was like, yeah, no, they're definitely don't go into this very well. They kind of go into this a little bit more in the books. This is basically what you need to know about X, Y, and Z. And so I got a little bit of help with that the way through. But it's honestly, there were times when I was like kind of fighting myself from tuning out because there was just so much information I couldn't quite pay attention
to. Well, even on the other end, there's like misdirection of like information or misinformation, I guess, rather, where they're like, oh, here's Saruman. He's a buddy. Yeah. He's good. And then like 20 minutes later, oh, wait, he's bad.
That was, I mean, that was short lived.
Never mind.
20 minutes. It was short lived. But like, yes, that is another one where you're in the process of you figuring out who the fuck is this dude?
Yeah. It's like, I just learned his name, and it's not Sauron, but he is also bad, so he might as well be Sauron.
What's going on? And see, my comment was, so the dude whose name is almost Sauron,
I know.
We're expected to know he's not bad?
I know.
Mm-hmm. Come on now.
What kind of reveal is this? Is it not the same person? Have you not been saying the same name? I don't understand.
Wait a second. It's not the same? Okay. But so correct me if I'm wrong, but didn't J.R.R. Tolkien write this? Excuse me, I'm fighting the lasting bits of a cold. Didn't he write this when he was fighting in World War One, like in the foxholes and in the trenches? Like, wasn't this part of the way or part of the reason why he was able to kind of survive the boredom is because he just had endless amounts of time to fill, and so he's like just kept on going.
Jeff, yay, nay.
So wait, what? I kind of lost what the question was.
Tolkien, I know Tolkien went to war because I watched the movie a long time ago that they made like the biopic or whatever of his life, and he goes to there. And I don't remember. I thought he wrote like some of it while he was in war, but I don't know if it was like the whole thing got written or like, you know, he's just a writer, so he writes all the time. Like, you know, I think he wrote and created stuff every waking day of his fucking life. You know, he created the Elvish language is a real life language that he completed as a whole and then put in the book. Like,
yeah.
So I you know, I definitely think he was writing during the war in the foxholes and stuff. But I don't know entirely if this is what, you know, kept him alive and sane and all that stuff. So I'm going to go with your word because it sounds like you said it confidently and I cannot.
Can't deny that.
Right. That's what
I'm
saying.
Moving on.
Jeff, I like your background. I now realize.
Oh, thank you. See, it's very themed.
Background. I like it.
I didn't bother to put one on before we started.
You're a freaking loser.
One of my other favorite stories about this is that the studio did not want Peter Jackson to make this movie and like fought him the tooth and nail during development. And then instead of making one, he's like, fuck you, I'm going to make three. He's like, well, we kind of went and shot three movies. So
yeah, I was going to say, I don't know if he said, fuck you, I'm going to shoot a bunch, but I think he just got into it. And like everybody that was on the set, I think like absolutely fell in love with like the story and because this was a very famous book going in, right? So it was Saruman, right? I forgot what his real name is.
Christopher Lee.
Christopher Lee, very famous actor. Lee. But he apparently was like reads the Lord of the Rings books every single year I think he's dead at this point, but he did. And when he was on set, he was a big like, no, that's not right. This is how this is supposed to, you know, shit like that.
Because
he like reads it every single year. So it's like part of his DNA. But it was a lot of people that, you know, they flew to New Zealand and freaking lived there for how long to shoot in the middle of nowhere. Ian McKellen, I think, was there early, right? Walking around as Gandalf, just like in his shit because nobody told him they got pushed or something like that.
That's nice. That's awesome. I mean, just, you know, to have that much knowledge of something and be that passionate for it is pretty cool. And then again, everyone else just kind of buys in for the 6 or 9 months that they were there for to do this and do it as close as they could. It really shows. I mean, it really shows as someone, again, who's coming into this for the first time, like the amount of detail is incredible. And the amount of time and meticulous, you know, craft that was put to this is absolutely admirable. Period. Yeah. The end.
Well, one of the most powerful things I think of these movies in particular is the score, though. Like the score, like rewatching it, just like the score is very honestly prominent. Like there's not a lot of very quiet scenes, but the score is just works so well with these different scenes. And like, you know, when they get out of the Mines of Moria and like Gandalf's gone, it's just like there's this lull of this like score and this music going down while everyone's breaking down. And it's just like really like it just helps the movie so
beautiful
much.
Beautiful orchestra. Beautiful.
Absolutely. Yeah. Howard Shore's the composer, and I didn't know who that was before looking it up. And
he's the guy who
deservedly
did,
won the Oscar for this movie.
The Two Towers. Come on.
Sorry, Brandon.
Say it again.
But
I was making a joke. Don't worry about it.
Wow. Okay, cool.
What did you say, Brandon? But something about awards?
I said
song. Howard Shore.
Yeah, Howard Shore deservedly had won the Oscar for, and I am looking at it now, he won for Fellowship and for The Return of the King. So for 1 and 3, I think deservedly so for the first one. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And the first one only won 4 Oscars.
I know.
Which
crazy
is a lot of Oscars, but not in comparison to some of the other ones.
Yeah, that's fair.
Because I think the third one like won every single award they've ever, like they've made up awards for it too, like best Lord of the Rings movie.
Yeah, the
best Peter Jackson.
The third one, I think, is the only film. I think is the only film to win the 100% of what it's nominated for, or. Mm. If not, it's definitely the only one to win that many that it was nominated for.
Yeah, I think it won 13.
Jesus.
I think so. Well, we'll talk about it when we get to those. The first one, they won for best effects, visual effects. They won best music, original score. They won best makeup, and they won best cinematography. Andrew Lesney is this the cinematographer that won. He has done nothing recently. So some of the best things about this were the freaking props and the sets. There is some bad, because this is 20, because it came out in 2001. So it's almost 24 years old. At this point,
looks pretty damn good.
Yeah, there's some bad CG though.
There's a handful of bad CG. The worst one was CG. When the Eagles were flying over the Alps. That for
oh,
sure.
Oh, you think that? I thought the river looked like
that's
shit.
Not the part that jumps out to me. Wait, which one? Which part?
When the Eagles were flying over the Alps, like that. That to me looked.
I didn't
the worst.
Notice that one right away. But what one did you say?
The
Matt?
The river looked like shit. I thought when the horses when she's like calling up the river to take out. The,
oh sure, but that reminded me of the Mummy, and I think. Like the, or not the first one, the second one when the water face.
Yes. Well, they also did it with the
water horses looked better than the water face, so I gave it a little bit of
forgiveness. Okay. Does it look better? Yeah, probably.
Well, I'll just tie this real fast to one of our previous, to our last Fantastic franchise. Andrew Lesney did The Rise of the Planet of the Apes. That was his.
I'm pretty sure Howard Shore scored that as well, did he?
Ooh, I don't know. Let's find out.
That sounds familiar, because I remember liking the score of Rise of the Planet of the Apes, and I'm pretty sure it was Howard Shore.
Let's see if I can find that real fast. Well, you guys keep talking about the CG that you like.
Hey, well, Jeff, I mean, that's a hard, tough conversation. CG is like, I lean against CG regardless, but and in that sense, like you were saying, makeup and stuff like that, I thought was exceptional through these movies. Like making the orcs and Uruk-hai like look like real and shit like that. Like that, like, so good. Oh my God.
The props, the makeup, like every piece of clothing looked gorgeous. Even like to the point where I was watching the Shore scene and Viggo Mortensen when he's all sweaty and his hair and he's like dirty and stuff. I'm like, he looks, that looks perfect right there of him just standing there. He looks like he's actually been in a fight. And it looks like from the freaking, the sword, like every single prop, the freaking, the horn that Boromir was blowing. I was like, I'll take that.
The Horn of Gondor.
Yeah. Yeah. Sorry. I didn't know for sure. But yeah, that looks gorgeous. Totally. Everything, all of it looks so freaking gorgeous. And that is like, I think my favorite part of this movie, like, because the world is fantastic that they build. And I think my favorite is the props. But the acting is pretty damn fantastic as well. Like the acting for everybody, I think, and the props are like right there. I think they all did fantastic. Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
Speaking of great acting, but bad CG, Kate Blanchett,
when she
gets angry. Yeah, dude, that was awful. That was awful. Yeah. My God. Yeah. I'm like, what year
they
is
get
this?
Away with it a little more because she turns like ghostly and it's just like, okay, I'll just buy into this, whatever. But like she glows.
Yeah. It's like a blue
glow. While we were talking about that stuff, it reminded me. So I think one of the reasons why it probably could have gotten, well, it did get the cinematography win was, I'm pacing this. It's been a while, Matt. Okay. Give me
a second. You're fine.
But did you guys know that they were playing with perspectives when, like, say the shots were like showing Gandalf and like the hobbits were like really tiny? It's like they played with the perspective, warped perspective of like using props again to make the hobbits look really small and Gandalf really big, and then playing with camera angle. That stuff's brilliant.
They dress kids up as hobbits on some of the wides and stuff. Like, I mean, I imagine that's where they got. I think you sent it to us one time, Brandon, that Alien, Prometheus.
First
maybe?
Alien.
Prometheus, I think, did it, where to make the big alien, the engineers, like, really big, that they put kids and they dress the kids up to make them look really big. But, like, I imagine that's where they got it from, Lord of the Rings. So many things you'll now see, Brandon. This trickles through pop culture in more ways than you even understand. Of like, just people will be like, oh, well, that movie kind of really sounds like Lord of the Rings. I'm like, what fucking doesn't? Like, I don't know. It's every kid's, every director's or writer's, like, that loves fantasy read this endlessly, probably, and it's like in everybody's mind.
Right. Mm-hmm. Again, it's in their DNA. It's in what they want to do. And part of the question that I want to just kind of cast out to everybody is, did J.R.R. Tolkien kind of invent this fantasy realm, or did he just, again, kind of more perfect on it?
What do you mean as this, like, specific world? Or are you
the Middle Earth and with like elves and dwarves and dragons and, you know, this entire kind of subgenre of fantasy. When people think fantasy, they kind of, or at least I do, think Lord of the Rings fantasy.
I believe it was like damn near the first, because I mean, like, the elves language he created out of the blue, like,
right.
You know, so, you know, he made that whole language. I don't think there were elves in that nature prior to this. Like, I no doubt it. A lot of this can come from, you know, hobbits. I'm sure we could connect to some, you know, wood imps and stuff like that. That is throughout history. But like, I don't think he saw something else and was like, let me modify or let me do a version of that. I believe all of this came out.
But to the extent too, where, like, you know, we think of elves, you can think of something as a wide gamut to like
Santa.
Christmas elves versus versus fantasy elves. But then he adds in all his own things to it as well, like where Legolas is able to like walk on the top of the snow without dropping into it, where everyone else is like trudging through it. There's all these little details.
I fucking love that. That's the first time I've noticed.
Dude,
is
that fucking great?
I thought it was fantastic.
Dude, there's so many details.
I gotta watch that scene again.
Yeah, because
when they're climbing, they're all like, it's like 4 feet of snow and they're all pushing through, and then Legolas just like just runs over on the top of the snow. Yeah. It's like all these little details, like elves just like, you know, he gives them these extra attributes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just like you can with, like, say, I'm sure Dungeons and Dragons, you can, when you're creating your characters, they have different attributes, different magical things that they can do and stuff like that. He just made his own world and version of that.
Right. Which is, cool. You know, way finer. Mm-hmm. To answer your question, Jeff, no, Howard Shore did not score as Planet of the Apes. That was Patrick Doyle.
Oh, yeah. It was Patrick Doyle.
Obviously.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. God. Fuck.
But nice try. Thanks for
Don't tell Howard I said that. Don't tell Howie.
All right. Well, I forgot it. What was I going to say? Anyway, speaking of random small things that go back to the props of how like detailed the props and Weta Workshop like did. Mm-hmm. One of the things that they don't show in the movies, and I think in the book it's described, but the physical prop, Gandalf's staff, it has a slot to hold his pipe. Like when he's when he's smoking the pipe,
oh, nice.
It like slots in the top. So then he doesn't have to hold it. He just like puts it in there and then, you know, keeps going. And in one of the scenes, because I know this, because I think it was, I watched somebody build one and they were talking about one of the things that you probably don't know, blah, blah, blah. But so then in one of the scenes, you can see it in his staff walking around. Like he's not smoking it, but you can see his pipe sticking like a little bit out. And it's just like the level of detail that they went for just the freaking staff can hold his pipe and you'll never see it. No, they'll never talk about it.
Right.
But the level of detail is unbelievable.
So cool.
Yeah, super cool.
Do you have a prop that you want? One prop more than anything else?
I think he said more than anything else.
Yes, one prop more than anything else?
Because you froze again.
I see that.
God, the one prop.
I mean, like, I mean, the easy one, easy choice is the ring.
I know, I was going to say, the cheap answer is the ring.
Hey, even I want the ring.
I want to go
even
Arwen. Yeah, we're back at it. Making women.
Which one? Did you say you want Arwen?
Yeah. We're making women.
Liv Tyler.
We're making women props again. Honestly, I think
we are.
I'll give you a weird one. The when Sean Bean gets shot with the arrows, I absolutely loved the look of those arrows. I love the look of those arrows.
Nice.
I thought it looked so fantastic. So that's my weird one. Probably my real one is his Gandalf staff. Feels like a cheap one also, though.
I think my weird one would be the Uruk-hai's head.
Ooh,
and then
nice. That's a good one.
I think like real one, I'd probably want Frodo's sword that lights
up
when orcs
that light up sword. That's pretty fucking cool.
Yeah.
Sting. That's definitely one of mine.
Yeah.
God.
I think I want the necklace.
Did you even watch the movie?
I think I want the necklace that one of the humans wears, whoever had the elf wife.
Viggo,
Aragorn.
Viggo
Aragorn.
Viggo's character.
What's the name of the spider in Harry Potter?
Aragorn.
Aragorn? Aragorn? Is it also Aragorn?
I think it's Aragorn.
No, it's not Aragorn. I promise
you that.
It's
close, though. It's damn close.
It is. I think it might be Aragorn.
No, it's not.
I'll let him.
Maybe
let him
it's Aragorn.
The little like
it's Aragog.
Aragog.
Oh, completely different. Yeah. Completely different.
One letter off.
No, it's fine.
No, I think there's three G's.
four or five G's. So then that's like three or four letters off. That's fine.
Right, exactly.
See, now that could be that could be nominated for best name in the Oscars because it's enough letters away from the original.
Yes. Yes.
Good,
exactly.
Good.
Really kind of off. Did you see Madame Web got disqualified for some Oscars? I think it was I forgot what it was.
Oh, poor them.
I know. It was very
what a loss.
It was
to
very
this
sarcastic
historical
like, post
moment.
That like, unfortunately, Madame Web got disqualified for some of the Oscars.
They got disqualified for sucking.
Do you see
for existing?
The gall of the Sony like president or whatever who said it, that's like, these are good movies. Madame Web and Kraven the Hunter are good movies, and it's critics that ruined us. I'm like, no, sir.
No, you ruined
you fucking
it
suck.
For you. Yeah. Yep. Just keep to the animated Spider-Man shit.
Dude,
and
for real.
You'll be loved.
I know. I want that's all I want them to do. Sell everything else. Put all the money into that. Let's see. Also, Brandon, I think The Hobbit was written first. I believe. I think.
Oh,
he wrote,
yeah, I think you're right.
Because it was like he wrote The Hobbit as like a kid's book, and then it was so popular, he went back into it and like was like, "What can I expand on?" And he this ring that he kind of just included randomly, without any, like, you know, grandiose ideas or anything, he then was like, okay, let me expand on that. And then that's where everything else came from. And I don't know if that came out pre or post war. So he might have been in World War II or not two. He might have been in Iraq writing about those. In the Ukraine war, maybe.
In the Ukraine-Russia war.
There's so many good quotes that you hear all the time. A wizard is never late. That one's a great one.
I can't believe how early in the movie that was, honestly. I thought that was much later. But no, that was the I was delayed.
I was delayed. Sorry.
I will say, Brandon, I think he might say it again in the future. Not that he's in it. Like,
right. Right. No, of course not. That must be a flashback.
He's dead.
Must be some kind of, him. Remember when I met Gandalf for the last time, for the first time? That was pretty great.
They had crazy ass eyebrows. Sorry. Really?
Oh, yeah.
Weird,
oh, yeah.
Weird note that I wrote down when they're having the wizard fight, which is not my favorite fight. It's just kind of do you want to stand far away and pretend like you're punching somebody? And then
I yelled bum fighting. I made myself laugh with that one.
I did like the end of it though, when he was spinning Gandalf.
I did like that. I will say.
And then he flew up. I was like, that looks pretty cool.
That one, yeah. I will say, I mean, they did have some cool like rag dolls getting tossed around. And I do kind of like that the wizards aren't like this all powerful, undefeatable. Like, they're just like real kind of creatures.
They're like real wizards.
Yeah, they're, you know, real wizards. They aren't just like,
Yeah, because at what point do you stop caring about your appearance? You're like, you know what? I'm just going to focus on the magic.
Hell yeah. Roughly when you're like shaking a mountain, I think. Somewhere around there, he's like, sweet. One's talking to moths and the other's shaking mountains. Like, we're at different levels, bro. You're not on my level. That was ridiculous that they were like, oh, Gandalf, this fucking wizard, was like, oh, some crow saw us. We need to climb a mountain. I'm like, dude, what world do you think this is happening? You have four hobbits, a dwarf, and like four people to carry everyone. You're going to climb a mountain? You're a fool. You're a fool.
Did you guys get as excited as I did when they said the name of the movie twice?
No, I did not. But I always notice it. I'm like, ugh.
Brandon would love this.
I definitely felt that the Fellowship one was forced.
Did you? You think so?
It felt forced. I don't think it was, but it felt forced.
How is it really forced or not? What? I don't think he like had a gun to his head. They also, Brandon, did a title drop for a different movie. Because they asked Gandalf where he's going, and he goes, I'm taking you into the wild. And I was like, title drop. Nobody noticed that one. Nice. See, those are the things I noticed.
That's good.
I heard them say The Hobbit.
Yeah, true, 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 true. Oh, no, I mean, they listed the name of the Hobbit movie multiple times, a bunch.
Why isn't this movie called The Hobbit?
I know, for real. Because it's a different movie.
Wait, do I have to watch all three Hobbit movies, too, before we go?
God, no. Oh, I mean, fuck, hey, if you want to.
Duh.
Do each their own. I don't think they're that bad, personally.
I just don't know if I have that much time.
They're not nearly as
well. The next one's 23 hours long.
I don't think they're
as long. The third one's 40 hours.
I thought they were as long. I thought they were all 3 hours still.
Yeah, I do. I think they're all 2.5 or three.
Well, 2.5 is drastically different than 250 is the first one. I like Brandon. Oh, yeah. I think it's somewhere from like 1 hour to like five, I'm pretty sure.
That should cover. Should cover.
It's like a full feature length.
240.
It's about a third of a feature.
Well, they did shoot it in 48 frames per second. So then, therefore, when you do, no, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, it's very true. Very, very
but
true.
But they did shoot it in 48 frames.
240, 240, and then 225. Anyways.
You're okay. Welcome. So I guess they were shorter, huh?
Well, I mean, obviously, they're of course shorter than this. Like, all movies are.
I don't know why, but the Hobbit ones felt as like long as the
like two
originals
that Scorsese makes every fifth year. That's the only movies that are longer than these.
Or
I don't know who
Zack Snyder's Justice League. That was me.
Oh, his director's cut. Yes, of course, of course. Yeah. I can't wait for Peter Jackson to do another cut of this.
He's like, that was the extended cut. This is my cut.
Peter Jackson's documentary crew uncovers the 14-hour version. And then the making of the 14-hour version.
And then your buddy Josh will be like, fuck it, we can only watch this or it's nothing else.
It's not worth it.
So, Matt, when you carved out all that time to watch the extended editions, did you pause freely and get up and go to the bathroom and eat and whatever? Or did you, like, try and sit through the entire, all of it in one
I paused. I did stuff. Ugh. I paused. But I tried to I tried to watch it in a night, like, so that I didn't have to extend it to the next night or something like that. That was my goal.
Yeah. When I'm at home, I feel a lot more freedom to pause things and use the bathroom and eat and whatever. And when I'm in the theater, I'm like, no, I'm committed. I'm doing this.
Well, you're not able to pause it in the theater, so that's understandable.
It's like, what?
Hold, I have to go to the restroom.
Has this been an option that I've just not been using?
Yeah, you guys didn't know about this?
You guys didn't know if you text them, pause,
I just start throwing popcorn at the projector.
That would be anarchy if you could, like, log into, like, an app and, like, pause it whenever you wanted. And, like, there's, like, 10 people.
Just fuck.
Pausing. That'd be horrible.
That would be awful. One movie would last like 8 hours.
Another thing that I think the series does, the best thing that the series does is they are fantastic at battles. And we didn't have a ton of battles in here, you know, fights/battles, like larger fights, basically. I think they had a couple good ones. The one on the shore was good. It wasn't the longest one. I think the best one in this movie is the one in the mines. I think the whole mines scene,
as far as the epic battles and stuff,
I think is fantastic. There'll be better battles coming up in
Helm's Deep.
Yes, that one's fantastic. A plethora of ones that are coming up. We didn't get those like large scale battles in this one, but I think fighting wise and scene wise, the whole sequence in the mines of Moria. I can't say it.
Mines of Moria.
Oh, that's the Indiana Jones guy, Brandon. That's the guy, Gimli.
Give him hell, Indiana Jones.
Yep, that's Gimli. Give him hell, Indy.
That's not Sean Connery.
Well, that the one that says give him hell isn't Sean Connery. But that's a different person.
I thought that's who.
Neither person is Sean Connery. Neither person is Sean Connery.
I know.
Me either. I'm not Sean Connery.
What, Brandon?
Just so you know.
Go ahead, Brandon. I thought that's who yelled that line.
Yeah, well, you're wrong.
Obviously.
Thank you. I think that whole sequence is fantastic. Going into the mines, even though I like that Frodo's like, oh, it's a riddle. I'm like, is it a riddle? You just read the sentence and then it happens. Like,
yeah.
It's a riddle. About? It asks a question because questions are riddles.
It says to say friend in English. Say friend in English real quick.
Like if they just read the sentence in Elvish, they would, you're in.
I know.
Bomb solved. But yeah, him and then going in there, finding all the dead dwarves, finding the tomb, the stupid fucking Pippin, obviously Pippin.
Yeah, Pippin
knocks the skeleton in, and just the sound, and then the drums, and then just the intense battle that happens.
They have
after
a cave troll.
I think it's fantastic. Sorry,
Boromir just says that in such a way that it's memorable to me. They have a cave troll. That's just how he says that. I don't know. No, I thought that was great too. And the cave troll is one of those parts of the movie that didn't age as well as far as CG goes. There are moments.
Not the worst, honestly.
Not the worst. There are moments where it looks like but the
But again, for being 20 almost 4 years old, it does pretty well.
Yeah, totally. I agree. It's still just like the whole movie is just very entertaining still, regardless of those little moments.
Yes, very entertaining.
Like, I'd say there's not a moment in there that's as distracting as seeing Alien Romulus and then seeing the synth dude or whatever.
Dude, so bad.
Because it's just off. But like, everything is so authentic and good.
I want to strangle
And then
somebody.
They just throw that in there.
I want to strangle somebody about that, dude. It's so like, you don't deserve to win. You don't deserve to be nominated for Oscars because of that. Okay? No, that's not true. It was fantastic. Anyway. Dude, it was so horrible. God. But yeah, the fighting was cool.
Yep. What did you guys think about the Balrog? Because I sent you guys at some point the audio behind the scenes of for that creature design, where the guy was like, I wanted the roar to be like very earthy tones because it's made of shadow and flame. So then he just started like getting sounds of like recordings of like dragging huge cement stones and scrapings and stuff, and that's how they like designed that roar. I didn't know that until within this last year.
I think it's fantastic really cool. Too, because they found them in the mines, so right? Cool. They dug too deep into the earth, so it's like it makes sense that it is stones and heavy and earth, and I thought it fit perfectly.
The CG for that thing looks fucking great still. Well, I love the CG for
make
that
it dark thing. Make it dark, make it in the back. You can't really see it.
Make it something that we will never see in our lives. Correct, right? By any means.
I can see, I mean, obviously we can't see a cave troll, but I've seen people that look like that, so I have something to compare it to. I've close enough, to see a Balrog. Balrog.
There are times I'm out in public.
Balrog. You gotta dig into more mountains.
Dig into more mountains, yeah. I'll get there. Eventually. But even now that I'm remembering more of the creatures, even the Kraken thing, the octopus squid that's outside in the mines of Moria, that actually still looks pretty good too to me. Like, they had so much detail going on with all the water flying around and like it's all the tentacles, and I was like, that looks pretty, like it opens up its mouth and it like unfolds these layers and then you see all the teeth. That was pretty badass.
I love the twin humans just walk into the water and just start like swinging their swords randomly.
Fuck it. Bound to hit something.
I'll get him somewhere. I imagine this isn't the first time you've seen Brandon. Gandalf dying scene. I imagine you've seen that before.
Correct. That I've seen before. So the wind was definitely taken out of the sails for me on that one.
Hits every time. Hits every time.
No, I actually made this comment last night.
Fly, you fools.
His death didn't hit me, and I don't know if that's because, like, again, I know that he's going to come back in the next one or in three. I'm cynical and just, you know, completely dead inside, or if because like I didn't understand their relationship as well as someone who's read the books and someone who, you know, has more time to dive into that. And I don't know if the movie, if a lot of movies for me, at least, don't set up enough relationships in that way for me to actually feel that connected to the character. So when they die, when they pass, I actually do have an emotional response. That's not just with the Lord of the Rings. It's with a lot more movies than I think I ever realized.
Yeah. Interesting. I think it's hard for us because, again, we've seen all the movies, so we know the full adventure. So we know this point in the full adventure, what it really, you know, means, the connections, you know, what sets off each thing. So it is always will hit harder for us. And I think it'd be kind of better the second time you watch it, if you ever watch in the future. Again, if you have 47 hours in your life, full work week to watch this.
I think they did an all right job, though, because like when I think back about like what they showed us from start to finish, like their entire introduction of Gandalf is this like really fun and jokey and like just really nice like dude that's like friends with all these hobbits and like cares for people. Like, you get the sense that he really cares about these people and their his family and stuff. Which I can carry on to the later points when he's trying to, he just jumps, like Frodo says he's going to take the ring and do this on his own. And Gandalf's the first one to jump in. He's like, obviously I'm going to help you, dude. Like all those little moments, like with how much they're trying to pack into the single movie and amount of time they have, I think they did a relatively good job.
I think there are small details that you'll watch on this couple, like watching again, that you'll catch up of somebody like recognizing Gandalf or like the relationship he has with more than just Frodo. And like, you know, Aragog is there because Gandalf sent him as a backup plan if he can't get there. Like, that's why he was even in the inn at all. Like, you know, his relationship with him and, you know, so it really does, like, you do see it build and layer. But I do agree with you. That is one of the few things that I think there were some editing problems personally. Then the massive amount of info dump and but, you know, it's kind of like we have some of the movies that came out this year where it's like it's fantastic. I'm making this for the people, the fans. Like,
right.
Yeah.
Fuck off if I don't pick up the random 50-year-old dad that's never has any idea mm-hmm. what any of this is. I don't care about that. You know, I'm here.
It's not for you. It's not for them.
It's not for you.
Yeah. Real quick, backing up a little bit of what you said, nope. Matt. You said,
can't do that.
You said Gandalf sent Aragog?
Yes.
What details? Because I've never caught on to
yeah,
that.
Yeah, that's just like, shit.
Where did you pick that up?
Shit I've looked up. So, okay. From the books and stuff like that.
Okay, because I was like, I'd never caught a piece of dialogue hinting to that at all.
I believe, so, I'm trying to think, because I want to say, I don't know
like
for
they
sure.
They know so, each other in some way or another, but I just assume everyone knows Gandalf.
I don't
want to
know
He's
for
the party
sure. I don't
want to
say for sure, but I feel like somebody had, like they wrote somewhere that it said, oh, in this line, you pick up mm-hmm. maybe context. Maybe it's just like context clues. Shut up, Brian. Mm-hmm. Stop fucking sneezing and shit.
I can't.
Quit dabbing.
I know. It definitely, that's what it looks like. I don't know if anyone's seen it on because he never does it when he's talking.
I always keep it till you know to distract from whatever anyone else is saying.
I've got the
no, I don't know where it says or when or how the information comes across, but Matt is right, or at least I think he's right because Josh said the exact same thing. That's basically why he's there is that
also,
Gandalf sent him.
So. Asshole, I know Josh, mm-hmm. so screw you, Brandon.
Good job.
You said I didn't know your friend, but I do.
Oh,
do
I
you
don't.
Now?
I keep tabs
oh,
on your
do
friends.
You now?
I worry about who your friends with, so I keep tabs.
Thank you. That's so kind of you.
I'm going to drink more wine. Leave me alone. Oh, why? What else?
One thing I picked up on that I haven't caught any of the other times I've watched this movie this time around was that when Saruman finally changes over officially in the movie to like be a bad guy
to the dark side
when he starts tearing down trees in his like gardens or whatever they have those they're called Ents the tree entity like they're tree creatures later that you'll see in the movies
you'll see next I think next movie because anyways don't
yes and end of the yeah end of the second movie yeah But anyways, he has the sound design for those Ents already while those trees are getting pulled down. They hear the little like
oh yeah you're right
it's the same sounds that you hear later on in the movies
cool.
Like there's so many things man he's got it jam-packed with like it seems like he really knew the plot of where he's going with these movies
and also another like you'll really notice it when you watch the movies and go back but like because in the later movies they'll show what is it called Isengard is that what where he lives
yep Isengard home of Saruman basically
I think he's a Digimon where like that whole place they'll show later that it's like stripped of trees and it's a gigantic mine but then you get to see it like with a bunch of trees when Gandalf first rides up and then you watch them start tearing down the trees and like one of the last couple times I watched I'm like this is them starting to tear down the trees and it flattens everything out and it looks the landscape looks drastically different and it's just so nice to see like the tower with a bunch of trees and stuff around it. And then you'll see it just looks like hell in the future and just the step that they've gone and torn the forest apart is awesome.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Yeah. I will say that the intro fight, like when the backstory fight, when Sauron, you know, was like
Saruman
Sauron first came to power with the ring and everything. I thought that CG actually might have been my least favorite of all of it. It looked the most apparent and it looked the like worst finish, in my opinion. But
him as
are you
a
talking
whole?
About when you actually see the character design? Like when he walks up and stuff?
A little bit a little bit of Sauron's character design, yes. But I just mean like the actual battle and like of like CG and green screen and blending that they did during that entire sequence just looked really cheesy. Which is interesting because that's one of the first things that you see. Feels like you'd put a little bit more money and you know, time behind that one and less of some of the other fights.
But first movie, they didn't. I mean, I imagine the studios and everyone else didn't know exactly how things were going to break down, but they needed this context because, you know, they're jam packing.
True.
So
much I wonder when that might have been added much later. Very true.
Yeah.
Very true.
But I agree. The one thing that bugs me every time I see that intro is when Sauron implodes and then explodes.
Yeah.
And everyone just falls over like dominoes.
Yeah.
I'm just like,
yeah.
I'm just like, that looks so weird every time. I just picture people just like dropping backwards and being like, ah.
Well, I was like, well, that was fucking super easy. It was barely an inconvenience. Like, to that ring wasn't very powerful.
Boo. Boo.
But yeah, no, Josh is like, no, that the thing you need to know is that was like an enchanted sword. I'm like, well, then where the fuck was that information?
Okay, I mean, I knew it.
King of Gondor. Just kidding.
And again, I was like, all right, I gotta stop that. I gotta just let it go.
You know, that was the dude who grabbed the ring and didn't destroy it was Aragog's ancestor. That's his lineage.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. So the king of Gondor gets killed by Sauron.
Yep.
Son is there, and he's the one that gets the broken sword and cuts off his finger. And he, you know, heir to the throne of Gondor. That's like his great great grandfather, something like that. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Aragog. You know what I love? Aragog. I love that, like, in the first time they told us, they didn't tell us that they did go to destroy the ring and he refused, the human. They skipped that. And then the elf, the matrix guy,
told you the backstory.
Filled us in.
Yes. I like how that played out, honestly.
I thought that was a good choice.
Was it just me, or did the matrix guy stick out like a sore thumb? Did he look the least like an elf of all of them?
Sorry.
I don't know. It's hard for me to... like his character to me.
I don't know, because I also had waited forever to watch The Matrix, so I didn't know him from anything. Looked the least...
Pause. You've never seen The Matrix?
No, I have. Took me a lot longer than it should have to see it.
Yeah, well, okay. Yeah, that's fair. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, he doesn't stick out too much to me as far as being an elf. For all I know, that could be his real hair.
He showed up like
God,
that.
I hope it is.
I think many of the stories on from the set, and I believe it's Viggo Mortensen. He's supposedly just like, he showed up. They're like, they joked that he walked out of the forest looking like Aragorn. Like, that's just like him. Like, he walks around barefoot in the woods and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
I want to say I gotta look up some of these stories for the next time.
So you're saying Viggo Mortensen did that, right?
Yes, I thought so.
Because I totally saw a social media video of him behind the scenes where like they're in between takes and he's just like brought his like fishing poles and he goes out to like the lake and starts fishing and shit like that.
Hell yeah!
He's like, I think they might need me back, and then pulling it up.
I think he also he refuses to fly in helicopters, so they're doing some scenes like up on the hill, I want to say, or up in a mountain, but they were helicoptering people up because it's like it takes forever. But he refused to ride the helicopter. So he'd just wake up early and walk up the mountain and then meet them up there.
Interesting.
He'd get up
That's
really
awesome.
Early.
Interesting.
There's a lot. I mean, there's a lot of those stories, I think.
Uh-huh. Keeping fit for this movie, I guess.
Yeah, in like full costume.
It's like if you live in that area, it's like, yeah, cool. They're shooting a movie. It's, you know, whatever. Not the biggest fan of Lord of the Rings. Who the fuck was that? Was that actually a fucking elf? What the? Obviously, I know he's not an elf, but whatever.
I'd be more afraid to see a Uruk-hai in the forest.
See, that's a good Uruk-hai. Name. Mount Doom sucks. The two dudes that sound the similar, that sucks. But Uruk-hai, that's fantastic.
Uh-huh.
Some of the names are pretty powerful. I mean, Balgag is fantastic as well. I think that was a good name.
I think Balrogs are actually like things, though, like demonic things in other fantasy worlds and
Shut
stuff.
Up. Shut up.
Josh. Like dragon.
Sure.
Why?
Whatever you say, Jeff.
I'm pretty sure they exist other places too, but
whatever.
I don't know. I don't have a dog in this fight. I do know that the guys in Led Zeppelin were pretty obsessed with the Lord of the Rings as well. And so like the Misty Mountains, every time I hear that, I think the Misty Mountain Hop or
Stairway to Heaven.
Right.
Just kidding. I don't know.
Song that has the lyrics, you know. I cannot for the life of me think.
Over the hills and far away. That one's good.
Over the river and through the woods to Gandalf's house we go. That one is, I think, Lord of the Rings inspired. I'm not really sure, though. That is the best part.
Over by a reindeer.
The best part of all of the Hobbits is them singing Misty Mountain. That is hands down the best.
Oh, that's
part.
Right. That's a deleted scene, right?
Is like, it?
Or they just didn't have. I don't think they have.
They well, might
the song.
Not have the full
it's
full song.
No.
But they definitely.
Sorry.
It.
I'm mistaken. We okay. did this for Harry Potter. There was a song from the Harry Hogwarts song.
The school song.
I totally I mixed it up.
Hogwarts or whatever.
Yeah. Sorry. That.
No. They sing it. They sing it.
Different
in real
fantasies
life in the movie.
Hmm.
I'm back. Hooray! Well, let me see. Let's see what else. Speaking of great acting, I don't know. Somebody might have talked about that earlier. I think I love the scene. At the end with Frodo trying to set off by himself and everybody mm-hmm. kind of individually being like, okay, we understand. And then freaking Samwise, like mm-hmm. he's going to drown to follow Frodo. I was told, don't you leave him, Samwise.
Yeah. Sorry. I chuckle because I saw a meme recently of that scene where it's like, when you go to the bathroom and you have a cat and you're just like, I'm going alone. Oh. And then the cat's like, I know you are, but I'm coming with you.
I know you are, and I'm coming with you.
Love that.
Yeah, it cracks me up.
Oh, you know, when Frodo put the ring on mm-hmm. and disappeared.
He uses mm-hmm. it so much. Like, dude,
he uses it so much. So like by the third or fourth time he does it, like you should know he's still right there. Like the instant that he disappeared, you can still stab him,
start stabbing
grab
Harry.
Him, you know, well, do something.
You know, unless he puts the ring on and rolls immediately. But anyways, yeah. Go ahead. Nope, I think he froze.
Sorry.
Nope. Okay.
Dude, hold on. Yep, definitely froze.
The look you gave me, I was like, oh God, I'm so sorry.
Nope. It was, well, when he puts it on and then just nothing. I went, well, I wanted to hear that.
I said, unless he puts it on and rolls immediately or something like that, you know.
Yes, exactly. Sorry, it didn't look like he rolled immediately.
That freeze frame was perfect.
For real.
Freeze frame.
Too funny.
Anyways, this was good. At the same time, it's like, holy shit, how much more story is there? There's really enough content for another 6 hours? And apparently, yes. The answer is yes.
Oh,
and more.
Yeah.
And much, much more.
Especially when you get into like the long battles now. Mm-hmm. It's just like,
yeah, I mean, dude,
you feel like
sections of battles.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, there's so many. I'll be
very
excited. I mean, like, you know, honestly, it's so weird. Like, I was watching the end of this, and then when Legolas, Aragog, and Indy's friend left, I think of those three as like the three buddies, like the three musketeers.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Cause they spent so much time, and it's just so weird. Like this movie like sets up a lot, and it is the fellowship lasted such a short time. It's a really shitty fellowship. Let's be honest. They lost a member in the mines. Then they lost a member in the shores. Then they lost two hobbits during the shores. And then they let the other two left. What kind of fucking fellowship is this?
Hey, they all get together in the end.
spoilers, maybe. You don't know.
You're right.
But yeah, when they set off and Samwise and Frodo set off, and like those are the groups that I think of. Like I don't think of it as the group of nine.
The entire, yeah, same.
I think of it as those, the group of three, the group of two, which will tack on possibly somebody else in the future.
Yeah, well, it eventually turns into this kind of design that a lot of TV shows do these days, where the characters are all having their own storylines, then eventually those few characters might meet up into their storylines might cross again, and then it's like, ooh, interesting. They've been through so much separately, and now they're together again.
Oh, God.
The gang's all here.
Sorry, I just had a flash to the end, and I'm like, oh. I don't want to say it. Anyways.
Sorry.
No, you're good.
I thought of a different prop,
like,
though.
They all come to back together. I'm like, you bow to no man.
I thought of a different prop that I want. I want I want that bread or whatever that you only have to take a tiny bite and it fills your stomach.
Lambish bread?
Yeah.
Is that what it's called?
Lambish bread? I'm sure. Yes, please.
So, I think so. I remember in one of the movies, like, Sam's like, we've got something bread. And then it's like, oh, and look, more Lemnis bread.
But yeah, that's what
they
I
get
want.
Their fill.
I love the, how much did you eat? Four of them. They're potheads,
it's pretty
right?
great.
Merry and Pippin.
What's that?
Merry and Pippin are potheads, right? Huge.
I think they all
potheads.
Are.
I imagine they all are.
They grow weed.
Samwise seems like the straight edge version of a hobbit. I agree. The hobbits as a whole are like, I kind of think
well, even Gandalf and...
Well, how do you become a wizard if you're not smoking weed every day?
Yeah.
Fuck you talking
first
about?
First of all, you're a rite of passage.
You're smoking more than weed, I think. You're definitely smoking more than pot if you're becoming
honestly,
a wizard.
Honestly, yes. But probably, realistically, yes.
Whatever it is, it's
he's
magical.
He's creating acid with his hand. He's like, hey, hobbits, take this.
Then just sits there and laughs his ass off as they fumble around. And that's your hero? That's who you're crying over?
I don't want to say. You bowed to no man. Anyway, sorry. It's a long journey from now, Brandon. You have a long journey to go. You have, what, 9 more hours of content?
At least.
You haven't even really seen Gollum yet.
No, yeah, I haven't.
You just got a glimpse of
Gollum. Get a hint of him, yeah.
Yeah, he jumps in the second one. Yeah, the next one's, I want to say, 4 hours, and the last one's like 4.5.
God damn. Well, I don't know if I'm going to, unless I watch with Josh. Unless I watch with Josh, I don't know if I can handle the extended.
Well, no, we can't do that. You decided. We can't just jump back and forth. What are you talking about, Brandon?
Watch, I'm going to watch the extended version, and then you're going to be like, I watched the theatrical.
It's interesting, Jeff, because we haven't said anything that you were like, oh, that wasn't in.
Yeah, no, I'm curious. I've never watched the extended.
It's probably more walking.
That's not true. They've they have a list that it's like the prologue was extended, the concerning hobbits got added, the Shire was extended, the very old friends was extended, the long expected party extended. They added the green dragon. I don't even know what that is. The passing of the elves.
Green dragon.
Oh, that scene where they're like in the Samwise and Frodo. They added that, whether the elves are kind of just like casually passing through, and they added that to try and explain like where they're going to the western shores or whatever, which is like the elves like abandoning this middle Earth. And
right, they're going on the
feels
getting
like
on
essentially
the boat and leaving,
going to heaven. Kind of that's what it feels like, at least where they're like
they're ascending.
Yeah, that's what it seems like.
I don't know
the Midgewater marshes that got added. The departure of the fellowship that got added. I don't even know what that is. Wait, is that them walking?
Just them leaving.
Is that them walking out of the of
Rivendell?
Is it Rivendell? Where
city.
Frodo didn't know like left or right, like right off the bat. I thought that was fantastic. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah,
Jeff?
I don't. So that has to be one.
Yes. So they're walking
so
out.
Is that worth it? Was that worth it?
Yes, absolutely. Because Frodo's leading them, and then Gandalf's right behind him, like reassuring them. And then as they're walking out of the gate, they're like, okay, we're going to follow you. And then Frodo goes quietly, goes, is Mordor left or right? and then Gandalf quietly goes left. And then they go left. But I just love that they're following this dude, and he doesn't even know, like, the first step out of the gates.
See, yeah.
Don't you agree, Brandon?
Totally.
See, Jeff? It was worth it.
Worth it. All right, I'll go rewatch.
Thank you. That's all I ask. I don't ask for that much.
Also, something else that I didn't know that I just like, where did I might have looked it up or something, but when I thought it was interesting and I haven't known before, but when Gandalf hits his head inside the Hobbit house in the beginning, I guess that was real.
Like, I think that was real.
Like he accidentally hit his head.
That's awesome.
Based on like the design, and then they just kept it in for comical effect.
Star Wars style. See, even Star Wars ripped that off.
Oh my gosh.
God,
all Star these Wars... fantasy genres.
I know, right?
Ripping each other off.
It's all the same movie.
All right.
Do you know that there's a spider in? Well, Matt knew there's a spider, but its name is Shelob, not Aragog.
What?
There will be
there's
a spider.
There's a spider in this trilogy.
Oh, will be a spider.
There will be a large spider.
That was in the extended edition.
Yeah.
There's a little scene where he just punches a spider and then walks away.
Is that gross? Oh, yeah. That seems insignificant.
Shelob. All right. Let's see. Anything else?
Before we not get that to... I can think of, besides just, again, how young... everybody looks, especially Elijah Wood.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. You think he looks the youngest? Yeah, he looks pretty young.
Yeah.
I agree with that.
I mean, they definitely did a lot more touch-ups to him than anybody else, but there's so...
I don't know. Sean Astin young. Feels super young to me.
Yeah.
I don't know. They all feel so young to me.
Mm-hmm.
Kate Blanchett.
Liv Tyler.
Liv Tyler.
But she just doesn't age,
Christopher Lee's still
though.
Alive in this, so...
In this? What?
Yeah.
He is in live.
Christopher Lee's
general?
Alive during this...
Oh,
series.
I got you. Heard. Sorry. I got you, Brandon. Sorry.
Thank you.
I do love, like, outside of Lord of the Rings, that it feels like Merry and Pippin, those two love talking about Lord of the Rings, and they do a bunch of conventions, and they talk about it all the time. Mm-hmm. And they're such good, like, storytellers and stuff, the actors. And like they're talking about Viggo Mortensen, they're trying to pitch because I guess in some like other stories, Viggo the Aragog goes on, sorry, Aragon goes on a like a bigger adventure with just Merry and Pippin, and they become very close and stuff. And I guess hypothetically, eventually get buried together, like close to me. So they're pitching. In real life, that they want to get buried next to Viggo Mortensen.
Oh, I've heard of this. Yeah. Oh, yes, yeah.
Which Viggo's not into, but they're gonna work. They're gonna wear him down. And if Viggo dies first, he has no choice.
Yeah, he doesn't get a say after that.
He doesn't. Yeah.
I love that. Like how much actors will get, you know, love the work. And actually like, go to conventions and do that stuff. Because I feel like I don't see many of the other people talking about it very often.
Mm-hmm. No, it's true.
Bilbo is Ian Holm. Ian Holm.
Ian Holm. That's right.
It's too bad because while we'll be in the actual Hobbiton, Alamo Drafthouse is doing the extended releases of all three of these films, I think for one night only. And they're doing a... Oh, maybe not. I don't know. This ad is saying that starts in March, that they're going to have a cast reunion as well. So I'm going to look into this and see, because I saw that the Draft House was doing the extended release in late January.
I'm only going if I get like a trinket or something. I want like a ring, or I want a full size Gandalf staff. It's the only way I'm going for each person that buys
the pipe.
Ticket. With pipe. With hash
with
in it.
With the detachable pipe.
Some hardcore fucking hash or something.
Going full wizard.
Full fucking wizard. Hell yes. Full wizard. All right. Anybody have anything else before grades?
Grading.
Ooh. I don't think so.
Brandon, do you have any expectations? Are you looking forward to any like specific storyline moving forward
I mean, I'm just in general looking forward to seeing how everything kind of unfolds, and how, again, the snippets that I know all tie together and how this all is going to culminate. I'm looking forward to the CG getting much better. I'm looking forward to... I'm looking forward to finally being able to say that I've seen The Lord of the Rings.
All right. Brandon did not love... All right. Excited for Brandon's
grade. Out of curiosity, where are you at right now? Like, what snippets do you know of later on? Whoa.
I know Gandalf comes back in some capacity.
For any
spoilers,
crazy... Wait. Any crazy person who's never seen them, spoilers. Well, then go ahead, Brandon.
Yeah, crazy. I know Gandalf comes back. I don't know in what capacity.
Gandalf the Grey is dead. Leave it alone.
Right. I know that the ring gets destroyed, but again, I don't know exactly how or again what it takes.
Spoilers.
I know that there's some epic fucking battles coming up, but I don't know over what.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Or with whom?
The battle for Middle Earth, man.
Ah. Fuck yeah, bro.
Just kidding. Yeah, no. Okay, cool. So, yeah, you don't have a lot of specific stuff. You just kind of know some plot points.
Exactly.
A few plot points along the way.
Handful of plot points.
Mm-hmm.
And that's about it.
Okay, cool. I'm excited to hear more. more of what you think.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I'm excited to learn more and to dive into the lore of the Lord of the Rings and
the lore of the Rings.
The lore of the Rings.
You're so funny. All right.
Yeah, no.
Grading.
Grading. I'll let you guys, somebody else has to go first because I'm changing shit.
Okay.
Joffrey.
Yeah. That's me.
Kick us off.
Okay. Should I be pulling up this grade sheet again?
Set the bar, man.
I can 100% tell you grades if you want to know.
I feel like I should pull it up because now I'm scared again that this list is coming back, because then I'll be like, well, obviously I should have raised it higher because this and that were at this rating. So give me one second here.
Ah, yes, what do you mean this is coming back? We are back.
Back, bitches.
We're back, baby. We're back, bitches.
Okay, go to my Jeff charts.
Jeff charts.
Jeff charts.
Sound like you sharted.
Jeff charts.
Gross.
Let's see. Okay, so, I mean, I know this is for sure going to be no less than in the eights for me. Because these, especially with nostalgia points, like these movies hit hard.
No less than a what?
Eight.
Then okay. Eights.
I heard no less than, and then just nothing.
Oh yeah, sorry. No, no less than in the eights to some degree. Like it's not in the sevens for me for sure. And looking, it's been a while, but looking over some of my ratings, I have. Like The Conjuring at 8.25, that's one of my favorite horrors. I have Tenet and Arrival in 8.75, so like almost nines. So I want to say I'll put this first Lord of the Rings movie at. Oh, this is tough because I have like Shape of Water at 8.25.
It's too low.
I want to say I'm going to put this at an 8.5. I think the nostalgia boost gets it up there for me.
Jeffrey with an 8?
Yeah, 8.5. Solid 8.5.
8.5.
Like, I think it was you that was saying it earlier, Matt, that you said you liked the second and third movies better.
I think so.
Yeah, I think I'd agree with that.
Mm-hmm.
I do want to rewatch them because I've probably seen this first one more so than the other two.
Because you're like, I'm going to rewatch Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, and then where'd the time go?
Oh my God. Oh.
Maybe next year.
Maybe next year I'll start at two.
Yeah. But yeah, no, I think 8.5. Yeah, it seems solid.
8.5, same as Deathly Hallows Part 1.
Yes, that is what I have that at. Yep.
Yeah.
Poor Thing, same as Poor Things.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy.
It's just such a hard movie to compare because it's like so different in so many ways. And again, the nostalgia points keep it up there for me too.
That's true. That is fair. That is fair.
It makes it so hard.
Let's see. I think, let me go next. I mean, I'm echoing a bunch of stuff that you said, Jeff. I think I like the other ones better. I don't think I can put this less than an 8. I think I'm going to be closer to an 8, though, than you are. I'm between 8 and 8.25, I think.
Okay.
While I do think there is info dump, I think there's some small, like, if we went shot by shot, I think there's some, like, not smooth editing and maybe not the best smoothest storytelling in this first one. Just them cutting to something and being like, now this is happening. It did feel like that happened a couple times, you know. It's hard for me to knock the CG because there is some bad CG, but it's not everywhere. It's not a ton. Like, I even had wrote down, I after we talked about it, I saw my note. It said, the river looked like shit, but the troll wasn't bad. And like, literally those are the two that I, the two like stretches where I'm like, I don't think it's super bad. So I'm going to have an 8 and I think I'm going to go 8.25.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going
to
go 8.
That's where I was struggling. I was like, not sure if I wanted to go 8.25 or not.
Yeah, I think,
puts on the same level as John Wick 4. Mm-hmm. Bullet Train.
I think the props, like the level of props and set design and makeup is like the standard. Like everything should be, try and be this. I think the world that it's built, it sets the standard. I think the acting is fantastic, especially with like, there's so many characters also introduced. Like you got to think, they introduced, 9 characters in the Fellowship, not counting the bad guys, not counting the ultimate bad guys, not counting Bilbo, not counting the elves. Like the amount of characters that they introduced from zero, more or less hypothetically, is a feat amongst itself. Mm-hmm. So it's like the things that it does unbelievably, and it's hard for me to separate this from the next movies coming up. And it is an important part of the overall story. And I get to the end of it and I'm like, fuck, I'm so excited for the stories coming up. That the stories that we just watched were not, like, they weren't bad. But I'm excited. It gets me so excited for the future. So yeah, I think I'm going to stick at 8.25. It might, like, ultimately when I get to the end, I might want to bump it up to maybe 8.5. But I'm going to stick with 8.25 at least for now.
And I have the feeling on the opposite end. It's like, maybe after watching these Helm's Deep and Return of the King, it's like I might want to bump this to 8.25 and then place the other ones closer to 9.
I have a feeling something's gonna hit a 9, I think, for me. At least one, maybe. I don't know. We'll see. I don't want to pigeonhole myself.
I want to be high praise there.
Free flying eagle.
Ca-caw! Shit, I'm looking forward to that and that alone.
Yeah. Ooh, speaking of sounds, keep an ear out for the Wilhelm scream in the second movie. It's in there.
Cool.
When do I think
it's definitely in there. I know exactly where it is, so yeah, you guys will have to let me know if you catch it.
I'm sure I'll catch it. I catch it in commercials. Okay, and go ahead, Brandon.
All right, well.
Do you want me to type a 6
let's
in?
Let's see. How much time do we have? Matt, what you said was absolutely true is that they introduced so many things, so many characters, so many people, and it's a feat in itself, but it's also a bit overwhelming to kind of try and juggle everything is, again, a task if you're not familiar with things. Just again, going, hey, where are they from? What's Gondor? Who's Gondor? Oh, no, that's a place, not a person. You know, Saruman, the Pokemon, Digimon.
Brian's going to take points off because he can't fucking keep things straight because he's stupid.
But it's going to gain points because they said the name of the movie.
Ooh, oh, yeah, it gains many points because they said the name of the movie a couple times.
They said a different good one, point. Too. They said multiple movies.
Uh-huh. Into the Wild.
Into the Wild, The Hobbit, Fellowship.
Right.
I think I heard them say Harry Potter.
Did anybody?
Well,
I think roughly when they're talking about Aragorn. Like, Aragorn? Like from Harry Potter? Like, no. Aragog. Oh, sorry. Aragorn. Sorry.
God.
The dragon?
So embarrassing.
And then Viggo Mortensen's like, the name's fucking Aragorn.
He walked over with his actual fishing. Like, guys, it's not right. Christopher Lee comes in like, you're fucking everything up.
I thought you were dead. Mm-hmm. So it is a bit overwhelming, a bit to keep up with, but at the same time, you can't deny again the you know, incredible job that the writing team had, and with Peter Jackson juggling all that, to be able to keep that many people discernible and have dialogue and have their own lines and have their own characters instead of it all kind of blending together, it all actually, they all are pretty distinct. Again, we talked about the craft just up and down from sound to cinematography to score. All just the costumes and props. I mean, they're all absolutely, absolutely incredible.
He didn't say it because he didn't notice it wasn't real.
Yeah, for
which one?
Oh, nice. Yeah, no, nothing. You're fine, Brendan.
I remember this much talking when you guys were at.
He gave you a compliment. Well, that's not my fault that you're done.
That's all I'm saying. That again, the crafts are absolutely meticulously.
I'm Strider.
Incredible and really really fun to watch and really fun to.
We're all cosplaying other as people, Strider.
That other people love Brandon, something like this so much more than
Brandon.
I don't know. Than a lot of people. Yeah, I totally lost my train of thought. That the crafts are great, absolutely undeniable, fantastic spectacle. The fantasy aspect of this, again, is just speaks to the adventurist in all of us and is a lot of fun to follow along with or try and follow along with. And it makes you want to dive deeper, makes you want to learn more about everything. It definitely sparks that interest in me about, all right, well, shit, I got to go and climb some fucking mountains and meet some elves and shit. Cause I'm missing out. So, I'm excited for what comes next. I'm absolutely looking forward to the next two. Again, despite the length of time that it's going to take, it's going to be a fun ride. So I personally am torn between 8 and 8.25. It's definitely something that's a solid film in and of itself. Then you put all the other things, the backstory, you know, the book, how much everyone loved it, the performances that are anchored by people who actually care about this shit. And then again, propping up that there's still much more to be told. I think I'm going to give this one for my first viewing. I think I'm going to give it an 8. Solid 8 for the first time. You know, when I revisit it, you know, in the next 20 years, I'm sure that'll go up. But for now, good recommendation.
So there's no burning desire to watch it again next week at this moment? It's 20 years down the road?
At this moment, I got to get through the next two.
Okay.
He's got a limited amount of time. All right.
Yeah.
He's got to go fly on the other side of the planet in what? A couple weeks.
Exactly. So sneaking up. It's sneaking up. It's scaring the shit out of me. But no, I that's why I kicked myself for not investing more time in this when I was younger and had a lot more time on my hands to go into all of this and learn all of the lore and learn all of, you know, what everything means and why things are so significant.
See, that's what I was going to say, Brandon, is like, I'm so shocked that you didn't get into this when you were younger. Cause you just screamed to me that you'd be like, well, actually Gondor is a city and not a town. And it's got four
and
leaders.
It's me doing that.
Like that's what it screams. Like Brandon would love. Well, actually the background is these people fought these people. And then that's why this is important. You don't understand. See, that's what it seems like. That'd be right up your alley.
Right.
It's Aragorn, not Aragon.
It's not funny, guys. He put
it's
it
not
effort.
Fucking God. Funny.
He was in a war
he
when he wrote this.
He also goes by Strider and the Ranger.
All right. You guys are two fans.
All right.
You're horrible human beings.
The first one, Fellowship of the Rings. Brandon did an 8, which I typed in while you were talking. I already guessed it.
Oh, I should have been looking. Damn it.
8. It started as a joke at 7, and then I was like, nah, he's gonna go, he'll go 8. He weirdly kind of doesn't like it, but he can't knock it too much because it's just too good. So that's 8 is as low as he can physically go. Brandon with an 8, Matt with an 8.25, and Jeff with an 8.5. All right, that's the first one. We got two more. This is weirdly gonna be one of the longer franchises, even though it's only 3 movies. I need to look up the times of these other franchises, fantastic franchises that we've done.
Right.
If this is the first time you're listening, we did Indiana Jones, we've done Jurassic Park, we've done Harry Potter, we've done Planet of the Apes, and now this is our 5th franchise we are doing, where we watch the entire franchise, rate them individually, and then we'll rate the whole franchise as a whole when we get to the end. That's it for today. Don't know when the next one's coming out. We are back in some capacity, but we don't know. So everyone have to be a little patient. I can promise everybody that at the very minimum, it won't be like, oh, we're knocking out two episodes each week. We're one episode every week. We are going to, when we have time, when we are inspired, when we can, because I don't know about you guys. I greatly enjoy this. And I missed it when we weren't doing it. It is a pain in the ass because we all have real lives and we have jobs and no one pays us jack shit for this. So we have to fit this around three different jobs, which is kind of damn near impossible. But we enjoy it. I hope other people enjoy it. So we're definitely going to have some capacity. Brandon, do we still have like the Instagram and all that crap? Do we?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, all the socials are still.
Tell the people.
As far as I know, they're all still active. So come follow us on all the socials at what we watched and at @watched_podcast. And yeah, I'll just echo that. I love this podcast. I love talking with you guys about this stuff. But we're going to do this when we want to, because fuck it. We have a lot going on between the three of us. So
fuck it. We'll do it live.
Fuck it. We'll do it live.
Hey-o.
Nice.
All right, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Enjoy the movies. We'll talk to you later. Bye.
Bye. Oh, shit. We're a little rusty.
There we are.
A little rusty.